This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, all this week on Cross Hope, we've been looking at this third chapter of 2 Timothy. It's Paul's final letter to a young minister named Timothy before his death. And so these are the last words of the Apostle Paul, not only to him, but to you and to me. And we focused on the passage that talks about infancy. Very few scriptures do I know in the Bible refer to your infancy or mine. And yet Paul says in verse 15 of chapter 3 to Timothy, how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures. Isn't that interesting that Paul would tell Timothy, you've known Scripture since you were an infant, not since you were a preschooler, elementary age or junior high, but from infancy. And all this week we've talked about how a spiritual truth can be and should be communicated to children from day one, not from their fifth year on or their 10th year on, but from day one. Let's continue with the conclusion of this message. I hope it has spoken to you. If you'd like to hear the message in its entirety, you need to go to crosshope.org. God bless you as you listen to the conclusion of this message from 2 Timothy 3:10 to the end of the chapter. God bless you. Thursday and Friday, Annie and I went to the Chicago area to my parents' home, where it's going to probably be sold around September 1st. My dad died 2 years ago. My mom's in assisted living in Columbus, Ohio. So we're going through with my brother and two sisters, going through stuff at the house. And some of you have been there and done that. We've got to clean the house out. And it's really given me a chance to think, even indirectly, about my mom and dad's influence on my life by going through all their books and picking up a book and seeing what they marked, looking at my dad's Bibles, my mom's Bibles, and seeing verses that highlighted what those verses meant to them. They don't know it, but it's a witness to me as their son, a witness to see what mattered to them. Someday, people are going to go through your stuff. What will they find? An angry letter? A note from somebody telling you off? And I'm just theorizing, what will people find that reflects your life and your spiritual life? Because if it's true, from infancy, children learn the Scriptures, I think what Paul was really meant by it is that there's a spiritual impact in having godly parents. May you be a person who speaks truth of Scripture into the life of a child or a grandchild. You may be limited now in your influence over children, but maybe God would bring a grandchild or even a great-grandchild into your life at some point, or the children that are at home. Remember that Paul told Timothy, since infancy, you knew the Word of God, meaning you were exposed to its power and your truth. Whatever you expose your children to, don't be so interested in exposing them to technology that you forget the Christ. Don't be so interested in the kids learning how to use your laptop that you forget about the truth. The one who is the way, the truth, and the life. His name is Jesus. Don't be so interested in teaching them how to use a cell phone for security reasons and not introduce them to the one of ultimate security, the Lord God Almighty. That's what we're to do from infancy. Not from preschool, not from junior high, but from infancy. Be a spiritual example to those God has entrusted to you. That's the message. Let's pray. Lord, speak truth into our lives today from this passage. Bless our communion service that follows. Bless this invitation time as we share decisions of people giving their lives to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, in the seconds we have left, just a word about our website, crosshope.org. To listen to any message you may have missed, or a current message, or other features that we offer on crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.